Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, or if you forget that, you can just remember my name, jimblasingame.com will get you to my website, or if you like to type smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the other things you can do on my site. Besides subscribing to my free newsletter, you can listen to archives and read articles and generally check out all the Brain Trust members and all the things that they have to offer, including our guest and our good friend this half hour, Tony Geary. Tony is Mr. Presentation. He's personally taught the world's top CEOs how to be more effective communicators. His book I'm holding in my hand is called Life is a Series of Presentations, and he's our good friend. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Tony, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is about branding. Tell us about your thoughts on branding.
I think a lot of people miss the opportunities to position in other people's minds who they are as individuals and who they are as small businesses and who they are as big businesses. And presenting your brand is a big deal today. And I thought that having a little discussion might have our listeners or your listeners be able to kind of trigger some ideas, and maybe we could share some things from my new book.
You know, Tony, the one of the things that I start with when I talk to small business owners about branding is sort of like a football player who's got a team who's not doing a very good job, and he's, you know, the old football joke. I'm trying to remember what's his name from the Green Bay Packers. You know, he held up a football and he said, "This is a football, guys."
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What was his name? His name just left me. But anyway,
I'm with you.
You know, sometimes you have to say to small business owners, this is branding, and you can actually have a brand. Because a lot of small business owners really don't get it yet, that they actually not only have brands, but that they can not only have them, but they can actually dominate with their brands.
Sure. And something that a lot of people don't realize is you can brand in a niche. And so perhaps some of your listeners today may have not thought about that as a distinctive as what I'm about to share is, although it's pretty simple, you know, you can niche in a particular geographic area, you can niche in a particular industry, you can niche in all kinds of different ways, and I just encourage people to think about what's the market they're going after and how do they get positioned. And everything matters. Your business card, your website, every single thing you're doing positions and connects your brand, you know.
And that's the reason you need to be consistent with what you present, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't have consistent color schemes or they don't have a consistent tagline. My tagline is my book title on this particular book, Life is a Series of Presentations. And that's part of the brand. It's part of the signature on my email is part of my brand. So a lot of people think about, well, you know, it's your website, but matter of fact, we've got a list of 91 different items that small businesses use or can use to be able to have their brand be out there and present their brand and make sure it's consistent.
All right. How can we find that list?
I guess I could send it to you, Jim.
Can we find it on your website?
You know, I don't have that available there, but I could send it. Maybe we could put it up on yours.
I'd like that.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'd like to see that.
Well, there's simple things. Jim, think about this. How many people, small business owners don't even have their fax cover sheet set up that it's part of their brand.
Right.
You know, where it's got a picture on whatever their service is, or it's got their tagline, or it's just an extension of what they're offering. That's one little tool, the 91 tools that we look at on the way people present every day. Their signature line on their emails, you know, is that consistent with their brand? You know, just all kinds of little things like that are inexpensive that really help you present yourself better.
Well, and the things that you present yourself with or the words that you use needs to be something that is intuitive, that connects what you do to the customer.
Sure.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, we just created a company brand just about 6 weeks ago called Creative Lightscapes. And a company came to me that put lights up at night on your home. And a real neat website. You should check it out. It's Creative Lightscape. Creativenightscapes.com. And what we did is we took a picture and we created a theme called Painting Your Home at Night. And to your point there, having it pictured in people's mind, people don't think about painting their home where you can see it at night with light.
Right.
And that's the whole theme. And yeah, just simple little things like that. But if you have a solid tagline, and then, you know, everything you hand out, you know, whether it's a postcard and, you know, people don't even realize this, Jim, that, you know, there's three or four large companies out there that will print 5,000 postcards for just $200 or $300.
Right.
You know, very inexpensive that can help you push your brand out there.
Tony, I just thought of a business that somebody ought to come up with. And maybe this company you were just talking about, that could be another product of theirs. And and the name of the company is Taking the Christmas Lights Down After Christmas.
No kidding. If you can believe this, I was driving by. We live in a golf course community. I was driving by to our homeowners association meeting yesterday, just kind of driving by on my golf cart. I look up, and one of my neighbors has their Christmas lights. And I'm thinking, wow, you know. And so to your point, wouldn't that be a great business?
That's what you ought to recommend that to your people who put lights up on people's houses. You know, we also take them off.
No doubt.
What are some other things that we need to know about branding?
Well, I think a big piece to the puzzle, if our listeners are to take away, is they need to ask themselves, as I mentioned, do they have a good tagline, and does that tagline represent who they are? And again, repeating, mine's life is a series of presentations, and what I do is I help people present themselves. And so I encourage people to look at a 10, 12-word maximum tagline that goes on their business card, it goes on their website, it goes on all the collateral that they have. And you know, it's everywhere, and that becomes part of their brand, as well as again having consistent color scheme. If you're going to pick three colors, decide what those colors are, and everything that you print, everything that you put out electronically, it all matches and ties
together. Don't confuse your customers.
If you check out my website, you'll see, Jim, what we've done there with that, with the red and the black. And our listeners, if they want to check out TonyJerry.com, is TonyJerry.com, and there's a bunch of freebies on there too. But you'll see how we've taken that consistent color theme and the whole tagline deal and model that.
Right.
There's something else that people can do, Jim, is look at other competitors in other markets. So let's say that you're in a particular state. You can go on a website and look at a market somewhere else and get ideas and benchmark ideas for branding your own.
You mean borrow their ideas?
Model. I'm just so into benchmarking and modeling, and people just, they don't understand how valuable it is. And oftentimes you can blend ideas together, best ideas, and really enhance your brand, you know,
right.
Present yourself better.
Stand by, Tony. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our friend Tony Jerry. He's the author of Life is a Series of Presentations, available wherever books are sold. Stay with us. She was a We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Happy President's Day. Tony Jerry is our guest. He's the author of Life is a Series of Presentations. His website is TonyJerry.com, right, Tony?
That's right, or MrPresentation.com, either
one. MrPresentation.com, I like that. And that's J-E-A-R-Y, Tony Jerry, J-E-A-R-Y.com. Tony, you made an offer to me while we were taking a break that I'd like that you said you would make available to my audience, and I really appreciate that, and I want you to make it to them right now.
I just completed a white paper. It's a little 7-8-page document on a concept called presentation mastery. And in that particular document, it really weaves in and helps you figure out how to brand yourself, how to brand yourself individually, how to brand yourself as a small organization, and how to present yourself more effectively. And it's really an offshoot. It has some of the highlights from that book, the Life is a Series book.
Right.
And I'd like to make that available. It's a great read. You can read it in 10 minutes or less. And it really helps people understand the additional impact you get if you bring presentation mastery into your life and into your business.
And you just email them that Word file? Is that what you would do?
That's right. Yeah, it's just a yeah. It's,
all right.
Matter
or
of fact,
PDF,
I think the latest
maybe?
Version's a PDF file.
Yeah, PDF. That's even better. How would they get a copy of that?
If they would email me or my office at info@TonyJerry.com.
All right.
Just info@TonyJerry.com and say I'd like to have a free copy of your white paper on presentation mastery. I'll get my my team to just zap it right back out to everybody.
And that's free, folks. That's a nice gesture, Tony. Thank you for making that available. Folks, I encourage you to do that. Tony's going to send me a copy of that as well. That's info@tonygiri.com.
You got it, Jim.
Okay,
and that's a nice little piece. You know, if you're interested in the subject we're talking about today, well worth your 10 minutes. Well worth
right.
your 10 minutes.
I appreciate that. Thank you for making that available for free to my audience. Okay, and you know, the cool thing about email is you know, we have people listening all over the world, so you could be circulating that around the world pretty soon.
Yep, you bet. That'd and
be
we want to
cool.
do that.
Tony,
before
we get going in another direction, I wanted to mention something that I was thinking about. You know, President Bush is on the road right now. He's in Europe.
Right.
And the White House, our government, knows a little bit about branding.
Because, yeah.
Because everywhere the president goes and speaks, they've got his seal or his flag sitting right out there in front. And when he gets off the plane, they play his tagline song, his signature song, "Hail to the Chief." And so everywhere you go, when the president's there, you get that. That's branding on a government level, isn't it?
At the highest level, no doubt. There's a personal brand going out with him individually, and then of course, all as he travels, there's the brand of the United States behind him. And oftentimes, as small businesses, we have our own individual brand as the owner or founder of an organization, and we have the brand of the organization itself.
What color is your 747, Tony?
What's that now?
What color is your 747?
Well, it's actually it's silver, red, and
is it,
and
is it red and black?
And it's called American Airlines. I dream for that day, Jim.
That's a pretty significant icon there, isn't it? The Air Force One. That's a pretty significant brand tool there too, isn't it?
Yeah, have you ever been on the airport when they drop in,
yeah.
drive in?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it kind of stopped everything.
You know, you mentioned personal brand, Tony. Do you think that a small business owner should find a way not only to brand their company, but maybe a way to sort of brand themselves a little bit as well?
Yeah, let me give a recommendation. One of the ways that I brand myself with my team, my people, is I have a set of performance standards. And when people come to work for me, before they even come to work for me, I give them a list of 14 different items that are part of who we are as an organization and me as a leader. And so right up front, they know from a brand perspective, this is what I'm all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage even some of our listeners to think about, do you have performance standards of excellence, so to speak, that you give to your own people that allows you to be a brand in their mind that represents what you are as an extension of you to your customers. Again, depending on the size of your organization and what role you play as a small business owner or founder.
Right. Well, that's a good idea. Well, you can do that in such a way that it doesn't really even it doesn't compete with it. Actually, complements the company's brand.
And that's what you want to do. You want to decide who you are and what you have to offer to the world and how you're going to operate and then be able to brand yourself there. And I think a lot of people, and here's a specific action that our listeners might want to do is to ask themselves, what's the real value that you're offering to the world? And to see if you can come up with, you know, 3, 4, 5 specifics that you offer to the world, and then make sure that your brand as the leader of your organization is consistent, and then make sure that all your people know that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people miss that. What's our real objectives, and what is our real offering, if you will, to the world, so that everybody, whether they're picking up the phone or delivering something, can have that in their mind, and they know that's really what we're all about, you know.
Well, absolutely, and I really appreciate you mentioning that. But we're about to wrap up our visit, Tony. I want you to tell my audience, if they go to your website, what will they find?
Well, we've got some real neat freebies. And let me give you a back website address. If they'll go to tonygiri.com/life, I've got about 14 different freebies that we put on there that are different action plans and different ways that you can present yourself. And there's like 10 biggest mistakes that people make in presenting in business. There's just little one-page, neat little things that you can use it in your business meetings, in your staff meetings, and for yourself personally.
Thank you, Tony, for that. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for all the information you provide us. We'll see you next time.
You guys have a great morning.
Tony Jerry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with our good friend Bert Folsom right after these messages. We're going to talk about the presidents of the United States. One more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.